Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Sensemaker. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, take a look at the episode description. Today, Glastonbury's back. As the iconic festival celebrates its 50th year, how has it changed and who is it for today? With headliners from Beyoncé to Blur, David Bowie to Adele, Glastonbury Festival is one of the most anticipated music events of the year. After being cancelled 3 years in a row due to the COVID-19 pandemic, 200,000 people are finally descending on Worthy Farm for the festival's return and to celebrate its 50th year.
I just fell in love with a lovely girl from Glastonbury Town, and we were all loved up and the music was perfect, and I've got the farm. I thought, my God, I can't go wrong with this one. I'll do it myself.
That's Michael Evis. He founded Glastonbury in 1970. Back then, a ticket cost just £1, and that included free milk from the farm. It was attended by just 1,500 people. Today, the cost of a weekend ticket will set you back about £300, and people are willing to sit in an online queue for hours to get one without even knowing the lineup. And that's because Glastonbury is no ordinary festival. With over 100 stages, it's by far the biggest in the UK, bringing together music and the arts. For a week, Worthy Farm transforms into a mini town with its own medical facilities and shops, an all-encompassing experience away from the throes of everyday life.
We're open! Yay!
The wait, and it's been a long one, is finally over. They bought their tickets 3 years ago, and now the Glastonbury Festival crowd finally get to use them.
In 2020, all festivals were cancelled or postponed due to the pandemic. For many, live music wasn't something they would experience again for months, if not years. So the return of Glastonbury, with Sir Paul McCartney, Billie Eilish and Kendrick Lamar headlining the Pyramid Stage this year, is set to be a momentous occasion for many. But its sheer size and status mean it also comes under scrutiny about who it's for and what it represents. Some people have pointed out that Glastonbury Festival is perhaps not as inclusive as it should be. Comedian Lenny Henry recently said that he was always surprised by the lack of black and Asian faces among festival goers, a sentiment echoed by author Marcus Ryder on Talk TV.
I think what we're talking about is that there's still parts of British society, really important institutional parts of British society that make up our cultural fabric, in which black and Asian people and people from different classes as well still don't feel welcome.
In 2019, Stormzy became the first black British solo artist to headline Glastonbury. Emily Evis, Michael Evis's daughter and co-organiser of the festival, admitted it had come a little bit late. It's not exactly clear what needs to be done to diversify the festival's devoted crowd, but this year's headliners do have something to suit most tastes. There's Billie Eilish, a talented beyond her years artist who burst onto the scene in 2017. Kendrick Lamar, a Pulitzer Prize winner and established hip-hop artist who recently returned after a five-year hiatus. And Sir Paul McCartney, a Beatles legend who paved the way for modern music and whose career spans more than 60 years.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We're building a city, essentially, but we're working with a farm and a valley, and so we need to bring the city in and let it go without impacting too much on what is a very kind of rural part of the world.
Questions of sustainability and damage to the farmland have also been raised as the festival has grown. Naturally, the hundreds of thousands of people who attend the festival bring with them a significant amount of rubbish. The Worthy Warriors scheme was set up by the Evis family to ensure as much of that rubbish is recycled or disposed of responsibly. The sale of single-use plastics has also been banned, and over the coming years, the festival hopes that biogas, produced by the farm's cows, will provide enough power for everything, including the pyramid stage. Ultimately, though, Glastonbury is a festival that brings people together in their thousands to enjoy music and the arts. And it's obvious to the millions of people who've attended over its 50 years that Glastonbury transcends the traditional music festival in a way that simply isn't replicated anywhere else.
Yeah, they're so excited. It's like a mecca, really, for them, isn't it? It's like a mistress, in a way, the festival. It's a love affair.
Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's episode was written by Tomini Babs and mixed by Imi Harper. While you're here, I'd like to quickly tell you about Tortoise's much smaller festival of music and ideas. It's called Kite, and this year we were joined by Self-Esteem, David Olasoga, Grace Jones, Bimini and loads more for brilliant conversations and some joyful sing-alongs. If you want to avoid missing out on next year's festival, you can now buy super early bird tickets for Kite 2023. Go to kitefestival.co.uk/tickets to save 25%. But you have to do it before midnight on Sunday, the 3rd of July. The Sensemaker.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.